Plans have been finalized for the new St. Mary Ann Cope Museum and Shrine in Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Sisters of St. Francis of the Newman Communities used Cope's birthday for a digital groundbreaking.
You'll often find artifacts in museums, but Franciscans like St. Mary Ann didn't have a lot of stuff to be put in a display case. So Sally Johnson, who's helping put together the Shrine and Museum for Buffalo-based Hadley Exhibits, had to look at St. Mary Ann's artifacts in a different way.
Hers are her stories and how she met the needs of these people. So we're telling the big picture, and then we're bringing the faces forward at the end, because she really worked at meeting the needs of the individual.
Johnson says the display will follow Cope's life as a German immigrant in Utica to her experience as a Franciscan sister that ultimately led her to become a nurse and administrator at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse and a minister to lepers on an isolated island in Hawaii. The museum will be housed in a former radiotherapy building on Townsend Street near St. Joe's. Officials there say it's only fitting the shrine is next to the hospital that Cope helped found. Administrator Catherine Rosito says there's still a tunnel from the hospital to the building, and she hopes the shrine can become a haven for visitors who may need some quiet time.
When families are in crisis, sometimes having that opportunity to take time away is just very important. We've had a chapel and we've had family waiting rooms, but this adds to that experience.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.